was reading this weekend, there was a great story in the Washington Post that told you what, actually, you probably already knew, which is that fast food chains are really, really getting into chicken. It's healthier, it's cheaper, and all of a sudden, chicken items are showing up more and more on the menu. Well, it immediately made me think of the king of chicken around here with about 3,000 locations, Mark Parmalee. Of course, Golden Tree Restaurants also has Texadelphia and JC's Hamburgers and Jalapeno Tree, but you know him because of Golden Chick. That's Mark Parmalee. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. It's always great to be with
you. So how many have you got now?
Well, we're up to 230, but we're working on 3,000.
It just seems like it. And plus, you're advertising pretty aggressively, and so it's really getting the word out. So did this article surprise you, is that everybody's trying to squeeze into a territory that's been yours for the last 30, 40 years?
No, we have seen it. You know, last year and even a little before, beef prices kept going up. And so a lot of the burger places started switching to chicken in terms of what they were publicizing. They certainly continued to offer their burgers, but it came in the form of chicken sandwiches or tenders or chicken strips or nuggets. And just like you said in the opening, I think chicken is perceived as healthy. I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, red meat, I suppose, bias, and then certainly cheaper. But as the burger guys continued to promote more chicken, and even some Tex-Mex, then all of a sudden, our cost of goods started going up. I mean, still not to the level of beef, but they have gone up.
Well, in fact, the wing guys were saying that they were trying to, I think, make chickens that had like 4 or 6 wings on them or something, because it was so much demand for that. But the nice thing about the marketplace is if everybody wants chicken or everybody wants wings, that's what everybody grows. I mean, it's a commodity.
Yeah. The problem with the ones that have 6 wings is you can't catch them. They fly away.
So how do you, you know, you've been marketing, you know, forever. Like I said, you bought this, I think, in the late 80s. But how do you, what's the point of difference? How do you rise above everybody else? And especially now the burger guys that are coming after you.
Well, a couple of things. You know, menu variety. There are, you know, very few in the, in the fried chicken arena that also have some healthy alternatives. And, you and I have a mutual friend in the form of Stephen Piles, who, years ago, Stephen, helped us with a roast chicken product. So it's something that is certainly, lower in fat content and is healthier, yet the flavor, thanks to Stephen, is great. So, you know, you're not penalized for trying to take care of yourself. And we have green beans and fresh brewed unsweet tea. And if you can stay away from our fabulous yeast roll and those carbs, you can actually have a diet plate. So, you know, that is one point of difference. You know, the other, we and another chain were credited for starting the use of chicken fingers and chicken tenders years and years ago, back when they were first deboning chickens to get the breast for sandwiches, and that left this tenderloin, and of which we then marinated and breaded and, you know, still have that claim to fame. And we've hung in there with fried chicken. You know, we even had Bojangles come into the market that's famous for its bone-in fried chicken in the Mid-Atlantic, and they came into town doing tenders only, kind of to the surprise of some transplants who were familiar with Bojangles. So we've... We try to offer a variety. We try to make everything from scratch as much as possible. Yeah. And we invest a little bit more money in our buildings, you know, using brick and stone and nice design. I'd say a little more so than the average.
Well, yeah, your locations
place.
Are conspicuous. I mean, that's that. I mean, yeah. And that is, you know, that is that's also a point of difference. The other trend that we've been seeing more and more is this value oriented customer and. You know, everybody's talking about how what the cost of McDonald's is now and that all of a sudden, you know, Chili's can compete against McDonald's and come up with a broader product. And people seem to be responding to dollar meals or $2 meals or packages.
We have tried to stay away from that. We are not the low-cost provider. We really put quality and portion size ahead of that. Now, we still want to be a good value because family's a good core customer for us. But we have this theory that the lower income levels got hit especially hard the last few years with gas prices, insurance, even if somebody doesn't own their home, the car insurance and gas and food, all of these things. And so, for a while there was COVID money, and then people had a little money in their pocket, and then credit cards kind of got rung up, and then inflation went, and wages really weren't keeping pace until recently. So I'm afraid that you now have a lot of $5 meals chasing a small audience that may not even be able to afford $5. So what we preferred to do is continue to try to offer a good value when it includes quality and portion size in the equation. And the quality of the food, I think we have always found people are willing to pay for quality. I happened to eat at a famous barbecue place yesterday with an old friend. They may need to start offering financing.
Believe me, I know what you mean. So tell me about growth. So 230 right now on the way to 3,000. You're in five states. Is that right?
Well, yeah, of course, the vast majority are still in Texas,
right.
And then Oklahoma comes in next. But we have recently started an initiative, or I say recently, a year or two ago. You have certainly have heard of Go West, young man. Well, we have a project. It's Go East, old man, and you know the old man. So we have begun developing what will turn out to be 10 restaurants in Louisiana. Three of those have opened and exceeding expectations. So we're very happy with that.
You march across the Sun Belt to the east?
Yeah, I-10, 20, even 30 as we go northeast. But and we've got a franchisee that's opened a couple in Mississippi and got their eye on Alabama. So we've done we got a test right now. I'm sure you are aware that McDonald's has pulled out of some of the Walmarts that they were in, and there's been other companies step into those. And so we have one open and three more to go. First one's doing well. So then we'll open that up to the franchise community in addition to our Go East program. But we have someone signed up for Vegas. We've got someone in Arizona, Kansas, and a few other states.
Wow.
So we're growing that footprint, but we're trying to make it controlled, concentric growth, and it just helps with supply chain and name recognition.
Well, Washington Post is right. We need more chickens. We need more chickens. The demand is out there, happily, obviously. Mark Parmalee is the chairman, president, CEO of Golden Tree Restaurants. We know as Golden Chick, of course, too. It's good to have you with us always. Thank you very much.
Oh, David, it's always good to be with you.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.